You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome back, and you're for a treat today because this is stuff that just hurts my brain. And, you know, the thing that I've always enjoyed with the podcast is we don't need to be the experts. All we need to do is bring in the experts on the things that are difficult and what's going on in dentistry. And I actually think websites hurt my brain. I've spent way too much time thinking about them, but I've got Christy, who you are going to love, and she's a good friend of ours. And she's going to help us through the Google My Business thing and things you can do with your website. But before we do that, just a couple business notes. Hey, if you're here for the first time, I just want to do a couple things. Number one, I want to welcome you to a very inviting community where we are just here to learn from each other. So there's no egos. And I want to encourage you just to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it be Stitcher, iTunes, whatever, hit that button down there because I want you to show up and hang out with us every week. You're going to see, I'm going to bring you a brand new expert every single week to bring you some great tips to improve your practice and just make your life better. So join us there. Also, if you haven't joined our private Facebook group, join us over there. We're over 13,000 of you. And show up and the conversation continues. And that's the best practices powered by ACT Dental, where it's just people helping people. And then lastly, if you're a dentist and you own your practice and you're like, I just know this could be a little bit better, but I don't quite know what to do. And you're too busy working with your team or with patients, you know, you need that downtime to work on your practice. We've got great resources over at actdental.com. You can check out ACT Dental U, where there's thousands of videos back there just to help you improve your practice in the business side, clinical side, all those things. So check it out at ACT Dental U. And then if you're just looking for somebody to talk to about your practice, we have a team of coaches here. We are always here to help. So again, check it out at actdental.com where we're just looking to help you create a better practice and better life. Now, Christy, we've known you guys for a while. We actually have gotten to know you really well through all the conferences. Last year, you guys jumped on, helped us with the COVID conference, and you guys have been great friends and members of the ACT Dental community. But if people don't know who Whiteboard Marketing is, let's talk about Christy Simone. What do you do? And then what is Whiteboard Marketing before we get into the topic?
Okay, sounds great. So I am Chief Marketing Officer at Whiteboard Marketing. So I do kind of a little bit of everything at our company. I am married to a dentist. My husband's name is Brian. He's a dentist in Grove City, Ohio. And I have a lot of dental practice marketing experience. Over the last several years, I've been working with different organizations throughout the country and just making different types of marketing recommendations, testing a lot of it out on my husband's practice. He's very patient. So for Whiteboard Marketing, I really kind of bring the whole marketing strategy together for our own company and then for all of the clients that we have, all of our dental clients that we work with. So awesome. It's really, really a great, I love what I do. It's so much fun and it's changing every single day. So it's been really enjoyable.
Yeah. And you can tell you guys are really good. And you know, obviously you love what you do and you guys know what you're talking about. So this stuff hurts my brain as it does a lot of dental professionals, but
yeah.
So, Let's talk about just real quick. We're going to get into Google My Business and website marketing, but how has that changed? How has website marketing changed for dentists just recently or even the last 2 or 3 years?
You know, I feel like dental practice marketing changes almost every day, websites especially, because you really have to build your websites for 3 different reasons. You have to build it for Google. And Google makes hundreds and hundreds of changes every year to the algorithm that helps your website show up on search. So, you know, you have to make sure that you're staying on top of that from a website standpoint. So daily is too hard for dentists to grasp, certainly. But really, we recommend that dentists redesign their sites every 3 years, or at least making sure that just because you've built your site, you're not ever finished with it. You should always be working to update content, add new pages, add a blog, do different things to keep your website current all the time. So it's changed a lot. It's really changed all over the past year because of COVID-19. You know, just because there's so many things that we saw patients and consumers doing differently on websites. But it's, yeah, a lot.
Okay, so every 3 years, that's kind of a tight time frame to do all this. And I've tried to redo a website and it takes a lot of time. Why does Google own everything? You know, why do they make the rules?
I wish I knew the answer to that. They really do own pretty much every aspect of internet search. You also have other players in the industry like Bing, Yahoo, but you know, Google really owns, you know, 90% of that search purpose. So when we build websites, we are really building it for how Google is going to search for it, and different things that make your website show up for Google when a patient may be searching for a dentist in your specific area or a dental implant in your specific area. So we're really finding that you have to build your site for Google to show up. You also have to build a website for your patients to be able to use. You know, there's a lot of data out there that shows that your website, you really only have 45% of actual users jump off of a site within 10 seconds, 10 to 15 seconds. So one of the other reasons that we really focus on building websites for is to get a patient to do whatever you want them to do, know whatever you want them to know within 10 seconds or less. Wow. So you're building it for Google, you're building it for search engine or for conversion rate optimization, and then you're also building it for speed. We want those websites to load really quickly. Really the ideal is 3 seconds or less.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. Couple questions. When you're building a website, what do you think, let's go into this. Google My Business. I have so many questions. Google My Business. Okay, so you mentioned Google My Business and building the website. How are those related?
Great question.
And how do you even start to retroactively build that type mm-hmm. of?
That's a great question. So when we do presentations with dentists, one of the first things that we ask them to do when we're talking about Google My Business is pick up their phone and or their laptop if they want and search their own name on Google and see what pops up. So what they should get on the right-hand side is called the Google Knowledge Profile, essentially. And that is what Google is really using to pull up your practice information when a patient is searching for a dentist in that area. Google considers dentists as a local business. So, you know, they're local to Columbus, Ohio, or, Chicago. So it's really local to that, where you think of like a Nike, for example. That's not a local business, right? That's like a international brand. So it's really important that knowledge profile that you just pulled up and looked at is filled out with all kinds of great information. And that's how local search works. And that's how Google My Business works. To tie it together, your website is really the heartbeat of that knowledge panel information. So your Google My Business profile actually allows you to add your website URL. It allows you to add your scheduling URL on there. It allows you to add a lot of information so that you're tying your website and your local search profile together at the same time.
Okay, so I've screwed mine up more than any human being that's ever lived, and you can attest to that firsthand. So what do you mind if we approach this? What are some of the biggest mistakes dentists make, like when going down this road?
Great question. So when you think about your website, you really want to make sure that you're building your website. Again, you have 10 seconds or less. So the first question that we ask is, what are your goals for the website? So dentists really ought to think about, what do they want their patients to do on the site? What do you want your new patients to do on your site? What do you want your current patients to do on your site? So those things need to go right up at the top. There's something called the fold. And when you think about pulling your website up on the computer or pulling it up on your cell phone and you get that first part that you see right here on the top of your screen, that's called the fold. That's above the fold. So really, you know, the longer that your website homepage is, for example, the less chance you have of somebody scrolling all the way down and clicking for a phone call or to download forms or those kinds of things. So we always tell our dentists, keep it very, very simple. Keep your design clean. Use a lot of white space and have your calls to action right up at the top of your website. That's so important.
Right. Right.
And having click to calls as well. So like having clickable buttons on your site, because the majority of people are starting to search on mobile. So right. You want to be sure that you can click to call, click to get your directions and those kinds of things.
Yeah. And is it true? I mean, you say the majority, like, is it more than 70% are on mobile or...
So, you know, it's really interesting. We saw a big evolution to mobile actually over the last couple of years. When we would do an analytics comparisons, we could see people using website over a mobile phone really started to decline. Before COVID, we were seeing it anywhere between 60 and 70% of users, depending on the age group of your patient base. Once COVID hit, you know, that boat completely tipped over. Everybody was staying home. Everybody was online. So, you know, desktop use went back to being the first source of search. We're really seeing that has changed now that people have gone back to work and they're more acclimated to their everyday lives. But it's so big that Google decided that it will only index mobile sites first. So even as it, what that means to a dentist is when you build a website, most of the website platforms today, we really believe strongly in using WordPress. The mobile site is already built into your WordPress site. Google is actually indexing or searching and crawling that your mobile website before it's even crawling the site that's on your desktop.
Wow.
So your mobile, because so many people are going to mobile search.
Yeah. Wow. And then I would imagine a lot of people make it real complex, like we have, you know, where you just have a lot of buttons and a lot. If I'm going to build a site, you know, you said, keep it kind of simple, clean. Yeah. Like what are some of the non-negotiables in a site? Like just the things that you're like, okay, wait. I know you want a lot of buttons like veneers, crowns, all. Let's start with basics.
So if you really get down to basics, one of the questions that we get from a lot of our prospective clients are, can you build me a site that looks different than everybody else's? I want it to be spectacular. I want huge images and all kinds of great things. Sure, we can. However, there's a reason why a lot of websites look exactly alike. It's the KISS method. And it's kind of like learning to read from left to right. People do the same thing with your websites. So the everyday bottom line thing I would recommend, and this is what we try to tell our clients, is don't focus on building this big, huge, beautiful website that has stuff around it that no one knows where to find. Make it easy to find things. People want to find things quickly. They want to click on different pages as few times as they have to. So what we say is minimize the click and try to get it front and center for that user. So the other thing that we're finding that are 100% absolute have-tos today, don't have videos streaming in the back of your homepage banner. You know, it's hard to load those and it slows down your website. Google really wants a static image, meaning you have one image and you don't even have scrolling images, right? So you don't have like one, two, or three different options. You have one image because it converts to mobile so much easier. Make sure that you have a lot of white space. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but one of the things that we find is that a lot of dentists really want to put stuff kind of everywhere, right? You just want to keep it really clean and simple because that's how you direct the viewer's eye exactly to where you want to go.
Right.
Are 100% absolutes. Make sure at the very top you have a phone call, a phone number that people can click and call on. Make sure you have a map link to a Google map link to the directions to your practice. That's so important. Make sure you have a call to action like a contact us. If you have online scheduling, have an online scheduling button front and center so patients can just click right there.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about online scheduling because everyone's like, I don't know if I want that. I don't want people just booking into my schedule. But how big of an opportunity has that become just in the last year?
It is incredibly significant and I cannot recommend it more. I think it's so important for every dentist to have it. There's a lot of different online scheduling options out there. You can have just contact us, which is pretty typical to schedule an appointment and they contact and the office staff has to get back. Many times the office staff isn't following up. All the way to a scheduling system, kind of like Dentrix has a really great online scheduling platform. I believe Open Dental has as well. Solution Reach is a patient communication system. They have an online scheduling system that literally writes directly to your patient management scheduling system. Meaning, if I'm a patient, I schedule an appointment on your website, it will write directly back to my chart inside the patient management system that the practice has. Now, that's really scary to a lot of dentists, but what they don't realize is it's not that there's steps that have to be taken on the other side. So for example, if a patient tries to schedule, the front desk staff is going to get a notification and they get to choose whether or not they want to accept that appointment. So the practice always has control. What we find though is when we're taking a look at the back end data of how our clients are converting, sometimes we're seeing 50% of their new patients are coming from an online scheduling app. That is significant.
That's a lot.
It is. It's huge because people, you know, we live in a society of immediacy. So we want everything right now, right in front of me when it's convenient for me. Whether I've worked all day and I haven't had a chance to schedule my kids' dental appointments, or I'm doing it on my lunch hour. So I could be doing it at 11 o'clock at night or, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning. I want to be able to schedule on my time.
Right.
And so go ahead.
No, you go. Keep going.
I was just going to say, we highly recommend patient scheduling online is so key. And what dentists must kind of realize is you still have the ultimate control whether you're going to accept those appointments or not. But it gives the patient the perception that they can schedule on their time at their convenience. And that's one of our key messages when we market.
Right. So both the patient and the doctor get what they want, which is they want to feel like they're in control of the experience. Because I feel like most dental professionals would be like, I don't want just anybody scheduled. So that's good to hear. Now, I want to go back to what you said earlier. You know, just how people are communicating now. You know, we got a whole other generation. I know you have kids and I got kids too. They don't use these as phones. I mean, I ask my daughters all the time, like, when's the last time you made a phone call? And they're like, about a month ago, I bet. I'm like, are you kidding me? So that begs the question, when you talk about online scheduling, talk about the chat. Everyone says chat is really important. What is chat? How important is that to a dental practice?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good question. And we are really finding that chat is just another opportunity for you to answer questions and convert patients. Again, it all goes back to this society of immediacy and not necessarily wanting to talk on the phone and wanting to get it done on their time. And chat does that. So for a lot of our dental clients that utilize chat, they're seeing it do a couple of things for them. One, it is allowing their existing patients who may have questions to chat and get information, and it allows prospective new patients an opportunity to learn more about the practice and also be directed to schedule. There are a lot of different types of chat programs out there. The one that we use is a live chat. It's a 24/7 live chat. And it's actually, you know, off-duty dental hygienists who are kind of using that, using different keywords and scripts that the client helps provide so that they're getting real answers to questions and then transferred over to the office when to schedule an appointment. But you can, depending on what you're looking for, you can completely self-manage or completely have it online. It's just a great opportunity to communicate with patients.
Okay, so you're telling me there's a group of people out there that are former hygienists that know the lingo, that are chatting for you, trying to get patients in your office. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we really see a lot of patients who are using it. They're converting. It's amazing how many clients that are converting new patients from it. It's just, you know, it's just one more way. And here's the thing, Kirk, when you think about all of your marketing strategies, when you think about if dentists are investing in Google pay-per-click advertising, for example, you know, you really, you know, you want to be running those pay-per-click ads when your prospective patients are online. Well, if your office is closed at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday night, but you have people who are converting, if you're not, if you don't have an opportunity to convert those patients at that point, you're losing that opportunity. And a lot of people think, you know, just only advertise during the day when you're open so you can field those calls. But in today's society, in today's world of immediacy, you need to be available when your patients are available. And that's typically 24/7. Wow. So, you know, chat offers that opportunity.
Yeah. Now, we've always known or always heard when it comes to website design, like, people search where they always check out the doctor's profile. I do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and I'm still way underwhelmed. I mean, what year is it? 2021. Even when people call me, I'll Google them. Look, I'm like, there's nothing here. Like, how important is this? The About Us tab, the doctor, is it as frequently searched or visited like we thought? And how, what should we get right or wrong on that page?
So we find that the majority of our clients, the homepage is always number one. Meet the team is number two, typically. Reviews page is number three. You know, your specific services may be farther down, and that's kind of number four. And then number five is usually contact or online scheduling. So really you want to get right your homepage. That's first and foremost. The meet the team page, that's where people spend so much time. So we really encourage clients to have authentic photos, have real photos of your team. It makes a significant difference. And there are statistics that show that if you have personal photos on your website that are professionally taken of your practice, your team, your office, they convert, they have a much higher conversion rate than websites that have, you know, generic stock photography on those pages, because people want to know who is, you know, who are the hygienists, the staff, the doctors that are going to be working in their mouths, and they just want to get to know them. So personal biographies, personal photos are really important. We also really recommend having a reviews page. Just like you said, when you're searching for anything, online reviews is so important. If people aren't searching online for a new dentist, they're searching online to confirm a dental referral. Right. So those reviews are so important either way. They're checking those reviews out no matter what.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on everything, especially the photos thing. I mean,
yeah.
Heck, even when we're ordering DoorDash and ordering sushi, I will always order from the sushi place that has better looking photos. And then yes. I end up tapping the photos because I'm like, I don't even know what that other, ooh, that one. The photo of the food helps a lot. And I know it's not a stock photo or things like that. So I couldn't agree more. And people just don't, you know, not everybody, but there are offices that just don't invest in that. And I like the authenticity part too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What other pieces to the website or searchability or even Google do we need to be aware of?
You know, let's talk about Google My Business for a minute, because that is so important too. You know, like we talked about at the beginning, when I said, when we present, we always encourage our dentists that we're presenting to, you know, look themselves up on their phone. You know, that Google My Business page is so important. Adding the right name, the right practice name. You know, Google has a whole protocol for how you name your practice on Google My Business. You know, if you're an individual practitioner and you have, you know, Smith Family Dental and you're Dr. Bob Smith, you need to have both on there. You know, if you're a group practice, you only want Smith Family Dental. You know, there are really specific names that Google asks you to do. You need to really claim your Google My Business page, and then what we call optimize that page with your name, with your category, because that's how Google allows you to show up when a patient is searching. So if I'm searching for a dentist near me, my primary category, if I'm a general dentist, needs to be dentist. But if I do dental implants, one of my second categories can also be dental implants. But those categories are so important in how Google serves you up, basically, when a patient is searching for something. So it's really getting all of that key information correct in the back end of your Google My Business page, and then connecting it also to your website, making sure you have, you know, links back to your site and those kinds of things.
Yeah, this is definitely not a do-it-yourself type of thing. Like, you have to know what you're doing on the Google My Business thing and how it relates to your website, right?
Yeah, you know, you really do. You know, Google really has come out and said, you know, the more active you are on your Google My Business page, the more likely you are going to show up in local search results. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, that profile, Google at some point really doesn't want people to go to websites. They want to try to keep everybody right there on Google so they're not clicking off to something else and then coming back. That's their ultimate goal. It's never really going to happen because websites are too important. Right. But what Google does do is it uses all of that important information on your website to help pull up when someone searches. I always encourage when we go through presentations and we pull up a Google page. So like, for example, just search dentist my area. Right underneath where you've typed that in, you'll see Google lists the total number of searches and the total number of search results, how many hundreds of thousands of search results can come up in like less than a tenth of a second.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to think about how you're getting all of that information accurate so Google pulls your information up first.
Yeah, I can totally see how that would make sense where Google My Business wants you to create a lot of activity. So give me an idea. So if I'm a dentist and I've got my Google My Business set up, do I chat on there? Am I posting on there? What are you doing?
Great questions. Yes, that's the answer. Okay. So once you've got your page claimed and you've optimized it with all the great practice information, Google wants you to start asking patients for reviews directly on your Google page. You know, a while ago, a few years ago, Google didn't necessarily want you to ask for reviews. Now they do want you to ask for reviews. They actually even give you a link that you can share on your Facebook page or share via email to get people to review your practice. What they don't want you to do is ask only patients who are going to give you a positive review, or, you know, only put positive reviews out there. So they prevent some of those things from happening. But so to stay active on that, they want you to start asking for reviews. Side note, make sure you're linking those reviews to your website.
Right.
The other thing that you can do on Google that Google really wants you to do is start posting on Google. They're really allowing this free advertising opportunity called Google Posts.
So So Google Posts, is it like Facebook? Is it like their version of it?
Yep. Really? Yes, it's the difference is you're not really trying to get followers. You're not really trying to get that type of engagement. The purpose of your Google posts is to post information about things that patients may be searching for. Okay. So if I'm looking for, you know, dental hygiene appointments, maybe I want to post something on schedule your cleanings today. We welcome families, things like that. So that when people are searching by keyword, your practice is more likely to show up when someone is searching again. And they're giving you that mechanism of a Google post where you add a photo and you add a message and you can add a link to your website or a phone number to call.
Okay, now my brain really hurts. So
yeah, it's a lot.
This is just one more place where we have to start, you know, adding some personality. And I'm just noticing, I look at this up, there's a question and answers section.
Yeah. So
Tell us about that. I've never seen that before.
Consumers or patients can actually ask a question from that Google profile that I ask all dentists to pull up. So if you kind of keep that one in mind, I could go on to that profile and I could ask a question. What are your hours? Do you accept families? What insurance plans do you accept? Do you do dental implants? So what happens is that gets conveyed back to my Google My Business profile. And in the back end, I have the opportunity to reply to that. I can also reply from the front end, or you, Kirk, as a consumer, can also respond. So not only does the practice have the opportunity to answer back, but so do other patients.
Right.
So it's important to be able to provide those answers. And you can also chat with patients from your Google My Business profile now. So when we talk about website chat, the other option is to activate on the back end of that Google My Business profile, the ability to chat with patients.
Wow.
So next time when you pull up a profile, I can literally, you know, text from my phone on that Google My Business page, hey, I'm looking for a new dentist. Do you accept appointments? My husband, he uses the Google Chat feature, and you know, we've definitely gotten some conversions from it. It's free, so it isn't like you're paying for it. But we get a lot of, you know, questions from patients and prospective patients.
Right. So help us understand. So it's an app. I mean, Google My Business is an app.
So it is an app, yes and no, but Google My Business is an app that you use to manage your Google My Business profile.
Okay.
But from a consumer standpoint, if you type in, you know, the practice name, I was actually going to type it, you know, if you type in the practice name, you know, what you get is the patient, the dentist's photo, and all kinds of really cool stuff on it about the phone number. And do you, you know, accept new patients? And do you have 5-star reviews? That is not an app. That's on the search. That's just searching for your name. So it is confusing. It is really overwhelming. And that's part of the reason why only 50% of businesses, including dentists, have claimed their Google My Business page and optimized it. So that's really, really frustrating from a marketing standpoint, because Google offers this free tool to help you show up on search, yet only half of all of the businesses out there have even claimed it or even know how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you have, if you don't have experience in it, that you have someone claim that for you, optimize it, and then manage that with updates and posts and new images on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, you guys helped us with ours. And I find that that's absolutely true. I couldn't even get into mine. And
yeah. You have to know how to claim it. Yep. All that great stuff. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. That's awesome. What other considerations do we have to make as far as a website or Google My Business goes for the next coming months or years?
You know, I wish that I had a crystal ball and I could see where Google especially was heading. The things that we know are tried and true with both Google My Business and with your website are, again, making sure everything is really simple, that you have very clear calls to action on your website, that you're always giving that opportunity for patients to call you, to contact you, to email you, to pay their bill online, to schedule online, you know, to chat with you. To, you know, complete their online patient forms directly from your website. So, you know, the future is now, in the sense of people are using their phones more, you know, they're living on their phones. So making sure that everything is digital, that it's immediate, and that it's easy to do from their phone or from the desktop. I think those are really the key things in terms of things you can do every day that probably won't change. Those are your tried and trues.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then is there any hope on the way or help on the way as far as website design goes? You know, you remember the first generation of this?
Yeah. It
was horrible and people had to learn how to write code and all this other stuff. Then you had these engines where you could, you know, dump buckets. Like, please tell us that this is getting easier, at least a little bit.
You know, it is. It is from the web developer standpoint. You know, you really don't want to be a dentist trying to build your own website because you're not going to do it right. I don't know how to extract a tooth, and, you know, dentists don't know how to build a website. So, you know, really, number one, you know, send it to the experts and let people who know how to build sites build your site. You know, we really recommend WordPress. We build all of our websites on the WordPress platform. It is the number one you know, platform in the world. And there's a reason. It's easy for Google to find. The platform is very robust in terms of how you build it, how you can use it, how to make changes to it and keep it updated. You know, so, but leave it to the experts. We have a lot of dental clients that come to us and they've tried to build their own site, or they've tried to build a Wix site, or they might've gone with a company that has templated websites. And, you know, you really want something that's unique and personal to your practice and your brand. And it's worth the investment.
Right now. So that was one of my big questions, because there are so many like templated things. You can buy them, you can get them up and going. And you can go the other route where you're really making it unique to, and there's, you know, there's an investment difference in there, and you're saying it's worth it to really make sure it's unique to you. And what's wrong with a template? And you've shared this with me, but like, I want people to know a templated website is not just a website. Like that's, tell us what's up with that.
You know, when you go with a templated website, you know, basically what you're doing is you're choosing a specific design that's already been created that, you know, your competitor down the street can have the same design, and you're able to customize your colors and maybe add a couple of images here and there. But, you know, again, going back to having a brand or a website that is unique to your practice through your photos, through your content. One of the things that we find with templated websites is the content is the same content. You know, you're not necessarily creating your own unique content that's personal to your practice. And that does have an impact on your search and search engine optimization and how Google will decide which practice it's going to list when someone searches for a dentist near me. So having, you know, taking the time to invest in a website that's personal to your brand, has unique written content that no one else has, that has calls to action that are applicable for you and for your practice, with photos that are for you and your practice, as opposed to, you know, an image that anyone can have. You know, those things are all really important, and it's worth that investment because it will help you show up, and it also helps convey your brand culture and your service experience to patients.
Awesome.
But here's the other thing. You know, when you build that templated site versus building a site that is personal to your practice, you have a better ability with a personal custom site to continue to update it. One of the things that we always say to our clients is just because you've built your site doesn't mean that it's ever finished, right? So you have to continuously manage it and update it and check for links that may be broken or, you know, updates that Google may make. And those things, it's really important to also have a really strong website management process so that your website is live and online and functioning well all the time.
Yeah. Awesome, Christy. This is so great. And you guys do such a fabulous job. Can you do me a favor for the people that are listening, either on Spotify or iTunes, like how do I find out more? What are you guys doing? You know, I've been trying to get my website is right as a dentist. Like how can you help me, guys? Can you guys help me?
Absolutely. We work with, you know, close to 200 dentists across the country. So we can absolutely help. We do everything from website development to website management to marketing strategy, search engine optimization, Google My Business. We do that for all of our clients that we, for actually the majority of our clients, online reviews, social media marketing and pay-per-click with Google and social media. So we are really a full service marketing company. We can definitely help. If anyone is interested, go to whiteboard, whiteboard-mktg.com. You can learn a little bit more about us. You can also email info@whiteboard-mktg.com and we'll get right back to you. We also have website chat, so you can kind of check out our chat option as well. So there's a lot of different ways to reach us, and we're, you know, real happy to, you know, even just talk with you and talk with dentists and get, you know, just get a feel for what they may be looking for and see if we can help.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Christy, I really appreciate this. And if you're listening, check out Whiteboard Marketing. They're a great group of people. They know exactly what they're talking about. Great friends of ours. And, you guys just do awesome work. So I appreciate it. We're going to have you back again and again and again to help us decode all this really complex stuff. What do you think?
Great. Sounds great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed this, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share this with your friends. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you guys want to see, whether it be through Christy or anybody out there or the other guests we have on the show. And until we see you guys next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.